This call is being recorded.
So I want to say welcome everyone to my call this evening. I'm so excited. We have people here from, let me see, Bonnieville, Alberta, from the Edmonton area, Vancouver area, West Kelowna, Smithers, Osuyas. So exciting to have a variety of people on the call this evening. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I love these calls. I love health education. I learn so much, and I just feel so honored that you allow me to go ahead and study and then come and support me while I share the information that I have just accumulated. Thank you. I want to start off this evening by sharing some scary stats. I recently listened to Dr. Tenpenny, who at one time was a medical doctor and is presently practicing as a naturopathic doctor. And she has some profound awareness to our society, to our world. This is what she said. Public health has become the master of our life. We are losing our liberties. Statistics say one in two children will have autism by the year 2030 because of all the vaccinations that we are putting into their bloodstream. 35% of children today cannot sit still enough to learn simple math. In India, 50,000 children die a year from paralysis. In the 1950s, we called this paralysis polio. And she stated that it was massive spraying of DDT that caused the polio in North America in the 1950s. DDT has been banned in Canada and the United States, and the only country that still continues to do massive spraying of DDT is India. And she says, polio vaccines did not save our children from polio. It was the banning of DDT. I want to now move into talking about the recently reviewed food scans. On Saturday, we had an amazing event at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club where we brought Denise, who has a Zyto program that scans 480 different foods. And so recently I have reviewed 14 food scans. This food scan shows foods that are positive for you, in other words, that give you energy and health, and foods that are negative, foods you should avoid. It is not an allergy test. So here's what I have discovered. Out of the 14 food scans, I have reviewed 13 scans showed positive to a variety of red meats. And so consequently, I am finding out that I am totally on the right track when I recommend red meats in my program. So when I say red meats, there was a variety. And I'm just going to read some of them. Moose, beef, cow liver. This one showed goat, veal. This one showed chicken, scallops, turkey. This is the one that didn't have any red meat. This one showed moose, buffalo. This one showed buffalo, chicken, veal, venison. This one showed pork, elk, buffalo, venison. There is so much negative reviews regarding red meats that I am finding it to be very exciting that I now have some, I would say, valid analysis, valid scans to prove that people in our northern countries need to eat red meat and chicken and even some cheeses to raise body temperature. Take your body temperature first thing in the morning. you are healthy or you want to maintain good health, your body temperature should be 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Red meat and fats raise body temperature. Red meat does not cause leaky gut syndrome. Yes, I understand that blood analysis often shows undigested protein particles in the bloodstream, but they get there because the lectins from grains poke holes in the gut membrane, thereby allowing protein particles before they are fully digested to enter into the bloodstream as undigested toxic protein particles. Next one. Red meats do not cause an accumulation of arachidonic acids. It is grains that cause an accumulation of arachidonic acids. I also wanted to mention that every single scan that I viewed showed low energy numbers, even if the foods were positive, meaning this, that the digestive system is not working well enough. In other words, you're not digesting these foods adequately. The better your digestive system, the more energy you get from the foods, the higher the positive number in the scan. So how can we raise the functioning of our digestive system? There is one specific herbal combination I love. It was put together by Dr. Kelly. And that product is called ULCR. And if you study it, it has in it a little bit of capsicum, which raises body temperature, gets the heat going, increases enzyme production. ULCR is known to clean out H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. Dr. Kelly said 90% of the American population probably have H. pylori bacteria and do not know it. These are the people that get symptoms of heartburn, indigestion, and when it gets bad enough, migraine headaches, all related to H. pylori bacteria in the stomach or an accumulation of candida in the stomach area, which prevents protein digestive enzymes from being secreted by the stomach walls. The next thing I want to mention about digestive system is we all need a variety of microbes. That's why I love Probiotic 11. And I recommend that everyone buy, I would say, maybe two bottles of Probiotic 11 and take high doses of this only once a day in the evening with the evening meal. I usually recommend anywhere from 10 to 20 capsules of Probiotic 11 a day until one or two bottles have been completed. And then eliminate all those grains. Now, I talk about lectins in grains, but today I want to go one step further as to why I don't eat grains and why I recommend that grains be stopped if you're doing my herbal program. And it's the whole, what would I call it, the poisoning of our grains and legumes from glyphosates. So recently I've been studying glyphosates. Oops, I just lost my page. Oh, my goodness. Oh no. Oh, boy. It just slipped out of my hands. Just see if I could find it really quickly. We have all kinds of incidents that happen. Okay. My glyphosate information. Oh, my goodness. Let me just see, because I wanted to make this as accurate as I possibly can for everyone. Okay, just give me a second as I run this And okay, I'm just going to turn the recording off for a second. Just give me a second.